Jen Pollock Michelle has just written this book called A Habit Called Faith. It's 40 days in the Bible to find and follow Jesus. I think we can all do this. Jen's with us now. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Todd. Great to be here.
Jen, when you talk 40 days, I mean, is there anything special about 40 days?
Yeah, I mean, really, honestly, it's just a biblical kind of device, I guess, if you will. I don't think there's anything magical about 40 days, but 40 days is a great amount of time to achieve the kind of consistency that we know is required for forming a new habit.
Okay.
So nothing super special or magical about it, but I am definitely thinking about Jesus, you know, being 40 days in the wilderness during his temptation, and Israel being 40 years in the wilderness before crossing into the promised land.
So it seems like it's set up like a devotional, like we build the habit of faith every day by reading just a little bit, right?
Yeah, I think sometimes when we think about the word devotional, we're thinking a daily reading, and in that sense, it definitely has a devotional quality to it. It's a little bit more than a devotional in the sense that I'm trying to achieve something more than just giving people maybe inspirational thoughts for the day. I really do want to take them through a reading that spans the Old Testament to the New Testament, Deuteronomy and the Book of John. Those are the two books that I've chosen, and I'm hoping to give people a real sense of like how these two books fit together, how the Old Testament and the New Testament fit together, and really what is the one story that the Bible is telling. That's sort of my ambition, I guess, for the project.
Jen, why do we have habits in our lives? Why do we need them?
We have them really because we are habit-forming creatures. I mean, I've noticed that, and you probably have noticed that your listeners have, throughout the pandemic. You know, habits that we've abandoned because our lives have just totally changed. Habits that we've formed in response to kind of new conditions. So the question really isn't, you know, will we form habits or not? Because we will automatically form habits. We do. We just pattern our lives in ways. In some ways, it's a kind of a comfort that we have as we sort of move through time, just to sort of have regular, predictable things that we do. And so I think as people say, the very next question is, well, what kind of habits do I want to have to be formed into the image of Jesus?
Jen, it seems like when we talk about developing habits, it always just seems like so much work.
You know, I think the work is a lot in the initial stage of it. I mean, anytime you're trying to form a new habit, it means that, you know, you have to kind of have an intentional attitude about it. You know, new habits are formed with intentionality. You don't usually just fall into a new habit. So there's a little bit of work, yeah, for sure, to be involved at the beginning. I think one of the challenges for us is that sometimes we just take on too much when we try to form a new habit. You know, I want to lose weight, and so I'm going to go on this really rigorous diet, and I'm going to have all these incredibly unrealistic goals for exercise. Like, those are not necessarily the way that we should start a habit. And I think that's a lot of the reasons why we don't succeed in forming new habits, is because we set unrealistic goals. So there's work to be involved, there's effort, there's intention. But I think if we start small, that's a real help for us.
So is it the big amount of time we devote to something, or just the little everyday things that make a habit?
I think it's absolutely the latter. It's the little things we do. Habit really is about incremental growth and progress. You know, I remember when I was 16, that's when I became a follower of Jesus. And someone said to me at that time, you know, make daily Bible reading a habit. But I'm thankful that they didn't say, you're going to need to read 10 chapters a day,
right,
or you're going to need to spend an hour a day in scripture. Like, that would have felt far too overwhelming. What they said to me is, read the Bible every day for 10 minutes. And 10 minutes actually felt pretty realistic. Like, yeah, 10 minutes, I could do that pretty easily. And I think that's a real encouragement for all of us, you know, as we think about spiritual habits. You know, maybe if we want to, I don't know, grow a habit of prayer, grow a habit of Bible reading, grow a habit of even fasting, or so, you know, something that we want to do, trying something small, trying to do that small thing consistently, because it really is the consistency that's the key piece for habit. James Clear, we talked before we started recording about his book Atomic Habits. You know, he says a lot of times people want to ask the question, how long does it take to form a habit? When the right question really is, how many times does it take to make a new habit? Because it's about that sort of repetition, that consistency of repetition that really matters.
The book is called A Habit Called Faith, 40 Days in the Bible to Find and Follow Jesus by Jen Pollock Michelle, who's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Jen.
Oh, thanks so much, Todd.